podcast of Merkers 2024. Today's guest, Loretta Bates.
Today's guest is Loretta Bates from America. Loretta Bates was one of the milestones on my way from the very beginning. I remember when she was my guest in Pinneberg in 2016. Together with Prince Paltu Op, it was an energetic, rousing Loretta Bates on the stage, who thrilled the participants for over 19 minutes to such an extent that it was clear to me that she had to come back. For me, Loretta Bates is one of the greatest in the Sumba world, and yet she remained approachable, warm and loving. Loretta shows so many facets in her performance, wild and feminine, soft and aggressive. She radiates so many emotions in her dance with an intensity that seems almost tangible. I'm delighted to be taken on another exciting journey in her belly dance workshop, which she offers in addition to the masterclass In the Mine. Please welcome Loretta Bates.
Hello, Loretta. Thank you for being our guest today.
Hi, Andre. Thanks so much for having me.
You are a world-famous Zumba star. For all those who don't know so much about you yet, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Well, my name is Loretta Bates, and I am a Zumba education specialist based in Miami, Florida, in the United States. I have been with Zumba since 2007 as an instructor and Zen member, and since 2009 as a Zess or a trainer. I have traveled the world teaching Zumba classes and had the amazing opportunity to meet some absolutely incredible people all over the world who are a part of our Zumba family, and it is my honor to dance with everyone, and I can't wait to come and dance with you soon in Germany.
We will dance and party 500 meters underground in a mine. Have you ever been in a mine before?
Not as far as I can remember. I think I've been in caves and natural underground things, but I don't believe I've ever been in a mine, and I have heard absolutely incredible things about this event, and I'm so excited this year to be a part.
This will be your first time in a mine, and you will also be dancing Zumba with lots of people. What are your expectations of this adventure?
Well, just like any other Zumba class, I expect that we are going to sweat, we're going to shake, and we're going to have fun. And I am so excited to dance with all of the amazing presenters that are there. So I expect that it is going to be an absolutely amazing time. And it is true that, you know, a Zumba class is fun and obviously an experience to be had. But whenever you're in a location that is just different, it kind of takes it to the next level. So I really believe that this is going to be a next level experience, even though it's going to be a next level underground experience.
You've been part of the Zumba community for a long time. Take us back to your beginnings. How did you get started with Zumba?
Well, my Zumba journey started just like many, I believe. I was working out at a gym, and I saw these posters on the wall that said, "Coming soon, Zumba," and they said, "Join the party." And I went to the gym because I knew I should, but I didn't really enjoy working out. Like, it wasn't a fun experience. And so when they said, "Join the party," I was like, "Well, I don't know what this is, but I want to be a part of that." So I showed up, and from the moment that the instructor pushed play, I was hooked. I kept going to all of her classes. And then after about 2 months of going to her class, she came up to me and she said, "You should be an instructor." And I thought, no, I could never do that. I could never be in front of the people. And she was like, "No, I believe you can do it." And so that was it. She inspired me. I think a lot of instructors had their start by being inspired by their instructors. So yeah, that's what happened for me.
If one knows you and your performances a little, one gets the impression that your heart beats for reggaeton and belly dance. Is that the case? And how did it come about?
Well, I have to be completely honest. Obviously, I do a lot of reggaeton and belly dance, but my heart beats for so many different rhythms from all over the world. And I think that that's actually what my heart beats for, is the way that in a Zumba class, you are literally transported around the world with each rhythm that you do, whether it's from Colombia or Brazil or India or anywhere, that it actually transports you to that place and helps you understand a little bit more about the people and the culture, because I think the music is obviously an expression of who they are. And so that's one of my favorite things. Because I do the reggaeton session at convention, I obviously listen to a lot of reggaeton, and I like just the attitude and the way that you get to just kind of get down with it with reggaeton. And then with belly dance, a few years ago when I was teaching my Zumba classes in North Carolina, I had a friend who was teaching belly dance fitness classes, and I thought, wow, that is fun. And I was taking her classes, and she came to me after just about a month and said, oh, by the way, you're taking over my class because I'm leaving. So I was kind of thrown into that. But I have always had a love for Arab culture, and actually took Arabic in college. And when I was an exchange student in France, most of my friends were Arab. So that kind of helped me to learn more about and fall in love with the Arab culture. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Around the big event in the Main, you will offer a belly dance workshop in the Hessen Park Hotel Hohenroda. Would you like to give me an insight? What can the participants expect there?
Yes, I'm actually very excited to teach this belly dance class. It's actually a fitness belly dance class. So it is a fitness class. You will definitely sweat. And we do basically basic core steps. So I'm teaching core steps, and then we do them over and over and over to help our bodies memorize our muscle memory, to remember how to do that movement and to strengthen those muscles. And then we incorporate those movements into choreography later on. So it's very different than a traditional Zumba class. We're not just doing complete choreography, but we're actually learning steps and learning how to move our bodies in certain ways and strengthening our core.
Do I need any previous knowledge to take part in this workshop?
Absolutely not. This is going to be for anyone and everyone. If you've ever had an interest at all in belly dance, or if you've ever just wanted to learn how to move your hips a little bit better, then this class is for you. We're going to be going over basic steps, but obviously if you have a little bit more experience, you'll be able to do them a little bit more. You're going to really feel it. It's going to be an amazing workout, and we're going to have a lot of fun and listen to some really, really beautiful music at the same time.
Are there any accessoires I need for the workshop, or anything else I should bring with me?
Yes, if you have a belly dance skirt, that's a lot of fun. It's not required. It just helps you to know whether or not you're isolating. For example, if you're doing a shoulder shimmy and the coins on your skirt are moving, then you're not really isolating. And so it's just a lot of fun to bring a skirt. So if you have one, bring it. If you don't, just grab like a shirt or a scarf or something you can wrap around your waist, just to see your hips move a little bit better, and we'll have a lot of fun.
You've already been to Germany a few times. Is there anything else you would like to say to the German community?
I just want to say, Dankeschön. Every time I come to Germany, it has been an absolutely beautiful experience. The German community, Zen community, is so kind and giving and loving. And I have had absolutely incredible times whenever I come, and I cannot wait to come back and to see everyone again, to see those who I've danced with before again, and to reunite with them, and then also to meet some new people and some new faces. I can't wait to see you and dance with you really soon.
Thank you, Loretta. Please keep in mind, tickets only available until end of January. Today, Loretta Bates was our guest, and we will continue our series in the following days and weeks. Information about the event on 17th February in the Merkur's Adventure Main, the supporting program, accommodation options, tickets, and much more information can be found in the show notes, on Facebook, and via email to party@sandra-kretzing.de. Please send any comments, suggestions, criticism, praise, or questions about the podcast to podcast@sandra-kretzing.de. So, Loretta, thank you very much for your time. It was great that you were here. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having me on. I am so excited to dance with you guys, and I cannot wait to see you in Merkers real soon. Bye.
See you in Merkers.